This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, July 3rd on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours of Monday Night Trivia. It is live. It is the 3rd of July. Would be Jerry Blavitt's birthday, but he died earlier this year. The last dance at Memories in Margate, the club he owned in Margate, New Jersey for over 50 years, was held today. We also, of course, have the sad news of Dick Biondi's passing, not unexpected at 90, but sad nonetheless, the passing of an era. We'll talk about that probably tomorrow night. Tonight we're just going to have a good time and play trivia. And it is live, so if it is July 3rd, by all means, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, someone called to say we didn't replay trivia Friday night. I don't know. I don't call those shots, but I assume that this Monday Night Trivia will replay on Friday. So if you're listening on Friday, please do not call. It's a replay. But if it's Monday night, we'd love to have you. Tomorrow, of course, 4th of July, the show will be live. All 3 hours. So I know most of the time people take off on the holidays, and I don't do that. So we'll hopefully get together again tomorrow night as well. But in the meantime, we got stuff. That's right. That's the technical term for it. We got a new question because we don't have a straggler from last week. We have a theme for the bumpers, and it was, again, Carol Show Prep Extraordinaire Ford who came up with this, and it is a wonderful theme, timely too, as is our first trivia question. Now, by the way, if you don't like my question and you don't know my bumpers, you can always have your own category, and we prove that. We'll do Barry and his Beatles and Don and his World War II airplanes and hopefully whatever you know some about, well, we've got a question for you. But as far as the global question, so to speak, collectively and historically, professional race car drivers consider three things to be unlucky. One of them was women in the garages at the raceway. Name one of the other two. And again, this is collectively and historically. So yeah, women were a no-no, but what are one of the other two that they thought would jinx it? All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And with that in mind, let's see if we can welcome Don from Beloit to WGN Radio. How's it going, Don?
Hey, Riley. How you doing? Thank you so much for taking my call. It's great hearing your voice.
Always.
Appreciate it. If you do Bob Surratt tomorrow, I'm sorry, I listen to Bob Surratt and Jonathan Landeckers all day today. And boy, they had so many great stories with Dick Biondi.
That's great. Of course.
So, yeah, if you want to cover him tomorrow or some other time.
We'll talk about tomorrow. Anybody who has any reminiscences will ask to call. But yes, I'm sure Surratt and Landecker would have covered it even better than I could. The only interaction I had with him, of course, was the 3 years when he was in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So, but,
Did you ever go to those Radio Hall of Fame induction ceremonies?
No, I'm aware of them, but no.
Okay.
And certainly, Biondi deserves all the accolades he could get. And boy, I'll tell you, when he was on KB in Buffalo, when he was starting out, he stood out from the crowd, no doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, in his prime, 60% of all listeners were listening to him, apparently.
That's not an unusual number. In fact, you would see numbers as high as in the 90s. It has to do with the way ratings were taken at the time. And you can call tomorrow night and we can talk about that.
Okay. Well, yeah. I was so into race cars and stuff like that. And the women, that was a big no-no. I mean, like, I just adored every weekend. Of course, Chicago just said the NASCAR thing. I'm actually at a loss. I can't really think of any right now. I know I should be able to think of something. you said, what are the other two big no-nos in the world of race cars, right?
Yeah, we said one was women in the garage.
Right, right, right. Just like women in the recording studio.
Yeah, so there you have it. And so, yeah, name one of the other two. You can think about that. Okay.
I'm sorry. I feel really bad, Riley. I'm usually good at guessing things, and I am not sure what to go with that. Besides the women one, of course.
Right. Exactly. Well, yeah. Then let's move over to World War II airplanes.
Well, thank you so much. Okay.
Before the P-51D Mustang came into service, the USAAF decided to design a bomber escort based on the B-17 airframe. The aircraft had 16 machine guns, and a bomb bay was converted into a magazine. What was it called?
This was right, the big gunship of machine guns.
Yeah, and it proved to be a failure because it couldn't keep up with the standard B-17Fs. But it flew 14 combat missions and scored 5 kills and 2 probables.
Okay, and so you want to know what the
name of it is?
The Flying Fortress Big Gun Ship.
Yeah, the name of it. It's got initials and a number.
Wow, I think you finally stumped me. Of course, I've saw many pictures of this thing. It was the Super Killer. No, I have no idea. Probably, I have no idea.
It was the YB-40.
YB-40 for experimental, maybe. Okay.
YB-40. Yeah, you'll have to look it up.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I was going to say that you of the kills was Italian ace Guido Rossi.
Jeez.
So, yeah, you can read all about the YB-40.
Well, they just needed more speedy fighters that could go further. So, anyway, thank you so much. That was really interesting.
Good deal. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. So, there you have it. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. Now, let's get to Barry from New Hampshire. I know what he wants. He wants his Beatles. So, all right, Barry, how's it going tonight in New Hampshire? Are you there, Barry?
Yes, I am. Hi, hello?
Yes. Hi, hello. How are you?
Good. So would it be rain is bad luck?
No.
Okay.
No. That's a very nice answer, but it's not right. Not for either of them. All right. Although rain obviously can be a problem, but no, that wasn't... the deal. All right, so we're going to do some Beatles trivia, and I was just looking for another quiz. And, of course, what I want is one with answers, darn it. I hate it when I see these great quizzes, and then they don't give you the answers. So I guess I have to take the quiz. So we'll go right now. All right, I can do this. Absolutely. All right. So... where did the Beatles shoot their promotional film for Strawberry Fields?
Oh, I think you asked me that, or you said that for Penny Lane. And I looked it up after you told me what the answer was on that one. Forgot.
Knoll Park, K-N-O-L-E, Knoll Park.
Knoll Park. Okay. Yep. That's what it was last time. So yep.
Probably wouldn't change.
Yeah. The other thing is someone called about asked Donna Helper if she wanted you and someone said that they wanted to both be in the guest. You and Donna Helper be on at the same time. And she said that she's been trying to get in touch with you.
She has?
Or contact her.
Well, that's interesting. If you talk to her, it should be Raleigh@Raleigh.net, and I will make sure I look for it. The key is spelling it, of course, and she knows how to do that, Rolleye@Rolleye.net. Have her send me an email, and I will look for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but she was, like I said, someone I was asking she was on the radio Saturday night, and someone asked that.
Oh, yeah? Isn't that nice? What was she talking about?
Well, I think just old-time radio, like, you know, she has a book about Boston old-time radio.
Oh, that, she'd know all about that, that's for sure. She would she would absolutely know everything about that. And Boston was an interesting market all the way around.
Yep.
So, good deal. I will look forward to that.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
All right. I'll have to do another topic next week, I guess.
Good deal. Count on it. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. And, oh, great. So I found this great 50s movie trivia quiz, and it says, just click on this to see the answers. No, they don't let you click on it to see any answers. So I'll find another quiz for Lisa in Dundee. But Mike in Lindenhurst wants to guess on one of the two. Unlucky. Yeah, race car drivers. And this is going through the annals of time as far as that goes, not necessarily today. But professional race car drivers traditionally consider three things to be unlucky. One was women in the garages. Name one of the other two. Mike in Lindenhurst, welcome to WGN Radio. Hello, Mike.
Hello, I'm here.
All right, what do you think?
I think it's the color green for race cars.
Absolutely right. That is one of the three. So we have a winner. Hang on a minute, Mike. Don't go away. All right. So, okay. Mike knows that, and I think Bruce and Elwood called right after him, and he knew that too, so maybe he knows the other one. So, Bruce, can you go for the third? Bruce?
No, I can't think of the third one, Raleigh.
Well, if you do, call me back.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 50s movies coming up, and charts. We're going to play charts with Paul in Woodstock, 1976, July. All right, all that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Darling, I found out a long time ago. Found someone else. You don't need me anymore. But I'll keep on loving you just the same. Oh, I won't cry and I won't shed a tear. I'll keep on loving you year after year. Even though you left me, I won't cry. Sometimes I get worried over you. Then again, I don't know what to do. Darling, you give me heartaches and pain. It's just the thought of you being with some other man. I won't cry and I won't shed a tear. I'll keep on loving you year after year. Even though you left me, I won't cry.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, that's an easy one to start for Bumper Stumpers, and it was the 1959 version on the Rick label, redone on SSS in 1969, but that's his original. And too early to get a theme, no doubt, but not too early to know who that is. So 888-876-5593. Easy start. All right, so this was hard for some reason. We got Lisa and Dundee because I came up with half a dozen quizzes and none of them had the answers. So,
oh my god!
Yeah, I know. It's like, wait a minute. All right.
Well, while you're looking, can I just mention two things quick?
Yes.
Last Friday night, there was a replay of a trivia night.
Oh, there was.
It just wasn't Mondays.
Oh.
But the thing is, it was from July 4th of 2020.
Oh.
And Scotty was on.
Oh.
And it was so special. I can't even imagine. I wasn't even expecting it. And he came on to answer, you know, to get a bumper stumper.
Yes, which of course he knew.
I'm going to get three tonight. I just know it. You know how he always said that.
Yeah.
It was just really fun. And I thought, you know, maybe on Fridays you should replay some of the older ones. Maybe people will not call as much or something. I don't know.
Well, if somebody at WGN is listening, because I have absolutely nothing to do with this, hopefully they will, in fact, maybe act on it. But whoever did, I think picking a 4th of July one was a real good idea.
It really was special to listen to.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I wanted to tell you, if you're ever in the neighborhood of Dundee, mm-hmm. we have a beefaroo.
Really? Oh, that's wonderful. Yes. Oh, how
so
nice.
So right down the street from me. So.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never been there. But
really? All right.
No, it's not my cup of tea, but I know you love it. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a 50s themed one in Love Park that I liked. And yes, it was nice and had 50s jukebox and all that. And I liked their turkey and bacon sandwich, whatever it was. So, all right.
Oh, now that would be good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Who played Sabrina Fairchild in the 1954 movie?
In the Sabrina movie?
Yes.
In 54, it was Audrey Hepburn.
Absolutely right.
Phew.
Yeah. I have no idea. It's, you know, it's the only one that looked like a question where I could even read it. So, all right.
I have redeemed myself from Blanche DuBois.
Well, yes, you have. So hang on a minute. Don't go away. All right.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Thank you. Lisa's absolutely right. It was Audrey Hepburn. All right. So, yeah, I had this really good 50s. I liked the questions, and then I couldn't get the answers. So there's absolutely no way that I could possibly ask you questions when I can't see the answers, because God knows I don't know them. All right, so we got a bumper guess. We're going to start the evening off with Marianne guessing our first bumper, and I know she can. Who was it?
Hey, it's Johnny Adams, I Won't Cry.
Absolutely right. Johnny Adams, I Won't Cry, 1959, Rick.
And actually, to make a correction on the other caller, the replay from Friday night was, I believe, from last year, because you would not let anybody talk about the Highland Park incident.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't. You know, come on. I'm terrible at any of this. They go in one ear, out the other. The minute the show's over, I'm done. But interestingly, all right, so I assume the Highland Park murder was last year.
Yeah, when there was the shooting at Highland Park.
All right, well, that would date it then.
Yeah, so that was last year. And I was so thrilled to hear Scotty.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hopefully, like the other lady said, we can get some more of the replays with Scotty on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe this weekend they'll pick another one. In the meantime, hang on. We'll confirm that address. You knew Johnny Adams. I won't ask you if you know the theme because it's the first song, but if you think of the theme when you hear more of them, let me know. Hang on. All right, so we'll pick it up right there. We're going to do charts. We're going to do charts with Brian and Joliet, charts with Phil and Woodstock, charts with you too if you want. If you don't know how charts work, you'll hear it in action in moments. But if you know the third, collectively and historically, professional race car drivers consider three things to be unlucky. One is women in the garages. One is the color green. What's the third one? All right, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Because
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it's Monday night, so we're playing Monday Night Trivia, so it's Friday night. Don't call, it's a replay. But if it's Monday night, we need you. 888-876-5593. 888-88-Raleigh. So it is July 3rd, so... Yes, and normally tonight, Memories in Margate would be just hopping with Jerry Blabbitt, but this afternoon it was The Last Dance because Jerry passed in January, and they had a little plaque outside the building, which I understand has been sold, so it literally is The Last Dance. But yeah, he opened that in 1970, so I remember that so well, it's hard to believe that 53 years. Wow. All right, so 888-876-5593, that would be 8888-Raleigh, and... And we've got a, well, that's our second bumper stumper, by the way. 1962 on Chancellor. That's pretty easy, I think. But what's the theme? Now you have two of them. Well, yeah, I know it's a little premature for that, but you can be thinking about it. And you probably know the bumper stumper in the meantime. So with that in mind, let's get back to our trivia question. I think we're going to get it, I hope. Collectively and historically, professional race car drivers consider three things to be unlucky. One of them is women in the garages at the raceway. Another one is the color green, particularly on cars. What's the third? So, 888-876-5593. So, if you don't know my bumpers and you don't know my question, you can have your own category. It can be absolutely anything, as we prove continually, and we will right now, as we talk to Paul in Woodstock, who wants charts from July 4th, 1976. How's it going, Paul?
Good, and I did actually have a guess on what's unlucky.
Good. What do you think?
Well, I had two guesses. One is like the number 13.
Nope.
And then the other was something weird that I thought I'd heard a long time ago, like peanuts in the pit or something.
You're absolutely right. Peanuts in the pit is considered to be unlucky.
I don't know why. It
wow.
Nutty,
well, you're a winner. We don't even need to do your charts. We can save it for next week. You have just won.
Great.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away. Yes, peanuts in the pit. And I'll have to look up to find out the origin of that because I do not know. But those were the three, the color green and women in the pit and peanuts in the pit. Who knew? You need another question. When California first offered personalized plates, and you'll remember that later 60s when many of the states started to do that, you know, pay us $25 and you can have whatever you want within reason on your license plate. Well, there was one most requested plate, so requested that there was a drawing for it. What was on the plate? Obviously, it's letters. You know, I mean, you didn't get to draw a picture of a raccoon or anything like that. It's a personalized plate. You got letters. So what was it? That's the deal. Yeah. And I'm not sure what the limit was in terms of letters and numbers, how many you could have. I'm thinking a total of 7, but I'm not sure. But in any event, this one plate was so far requested right away that California said, we got to have a drawing. All right. What was on the plate? 888-876-5593 would be 888-Raleigh. And that's taking us to Brian and Joliet. All right, Brian, how's it going tonight?
Okay, how are you, Raleigh?
Oh, I can't complain. I feel terrible, but I'm not sure why. So we'll just go with, oh, things are fine.
Okay. Are you going to be on live tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, that's good. Good. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Too.
No, I always do holidays. It's sort of my thing.
Well, that's really great of you.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to do chart toppers for July 4th, 1970, and a happy 4th to you.
Yes. All right, here we go. Number one, The Love You Save.
Oh, Jackson 5.
Number two, Mama Told Me.
Three Dog Night.
Number three, Ball of Confusion.
Temptations.
Number four, The Long and Winding Road.
Hollies.
No, The Long and Winding Road. You got to know this.
Oh, the Beatles?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Number five, Hitchin' a Ride.
Oh,
The Thumb Goes Up, The Car Goes By.
Yeah, that's, I think they were from Europe. Let me think. Gosh. Shocking Blue.
Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair.
All right, so
they were
right.
From Europe.
I have absolutely no idea. They were.
Yeah, they were somewhere. I think Denmark or something.
Really, I'll have to, not a record that I ever wanted to hear again and again.
Me neither.
Right, but now, yeah, Vanity Fair. I'm going to look them up, see where they were from. All right, so let's see, and oh my God, this is on Soma. They can't be from Europe. They have to have a Minneapolis connection. This is Soma. Oh, my God. All right. So, and if you don't know about Soma Records, I'll tell you about that in a minute. But let's see. They were British, but they were on Soma here. All right. British vocal pop group formed in 1968, Great Britain. So how did they get on Soma? Well,
they could have moved from Denmark to Britain.
No, I don't. Well, they were from Great Britain, and they're part of history of British rock too. So I assume that they didn't move from Denmark to anywhere. But they were formed in 1968. Trevor, I'll give you their names: Trevor Bryce, Tony Jarrett, Dick Alex, Barry Landerman, Tony Goulden, Mark Ellen. Well, it doesn't sound like they were, you know, in Denmark, but they were in Great Britain. So I guess the Heiliger brothers must have licensed that record from Great Britain. It was on Old Gold, which is not a label that I knew very well. I mean, I'm aware of it. They did it as a reissue, but they wouldn't have done it originally. So Canada had it on Janus. So... Wow, and that was, you know, at one time owned by GRT. Anyway, Soma was the Heiliger brothers. I did not realize that ever came out on Soma, but it did. All right, 1969 on Soma. So there you have it. All right, so let's move on from the let's move on from Hitchin' a Ride. And number six, Ride, Captain Ride.
One hit wonder. Forgot.
Really? All right. Ride, Captain Ride was the Blues Image.
Blues Image. Okay.
That's all right. You still haven't struck out yet. Number seven. Band of Gold. Not the same.
Yes, right. Pain.
Absolutely. I was going to say not the same as the Don Cherry record. Number eight. Oh God. Lay Down.
Oh. Melanie.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number nine, The Wonder of You.
Elvis.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And number 10, Get Ready.
Oh, okay. Rare Earth.
Get Ready was Rare Earth, and you won. All right, you got 70%. That's enough to win.
Oh, good.
All right, hang on, Brian. Don't go away.
All right, have a good one, Raleigh.
Yeah,
Take care.
You too. All right, I'm still trying to figure out how that got on Soma. Soma, by the way, that's Amos spelled backwards, and it was Amos Heiliger, Heiliger Brothers. They, you know, if you know anything about Twin Cities music, well, you know Heiliger Brothers because they were that huge. And, you know, usually it was regional stuff they put up that was upper Midwest, but how they wound up picking up that, I don't know. It must have been a deal where something they were distributing, they had the right to put it out in, I guess. I don't know. Maybe you know more than I do on that. I'd love to hear how that got on Soma. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Fran knows a bumper. Of course she does. She probably knows them all. So, Fran, what'd you hear you know?
Claudine Clark.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that one as much, but I love Party Lights.
Yeah, and this was a B-side to Walking in a Cemetery. So
Walking in the Cemetery?
You think I'm making this up, Waylon?
No, I know you're not, but yeah. I would be interested to hear part of that.
Yeah, I'm going to pull that for you right now because I've got that.
Okay.
But yeah, walking through a cemetery. All right, here we go with Walking Through a Cemetery, and we wonder why it wasn't a hit. The title should have told him something.
Ran the other way.
Okay, so that's the A side.
I like it.
Yeah. Walking through a cemetery on Chancellor. I still have the 45. I remember at the time thinking, what were they thinking? And of course, Bob Marcucci produced it. I don't know. Maybe it was better living through chemistry. I don't know.
But, probably.
But you know Claudine Clark, so we'll add to your stash. Hang on a minute. I assume you haven't come up with the theme yet. We have Johnny Adams and Claudine Clark. All right, I'll let you.
Not yet, but if I've been to it, I'll call back.
Okay, hang on. Don't go away. And yes, absolutely. I probably should have played that A side, walking through a cemetery. All right, well, I like the telephone game better, though. All right, speaking of, and by the way, she was African-American, but still, those are absolutely wimpy white records, again, because it's not color of the artist, it's sound of the song. And we have a true wimpy white coming up for our third bumper, and maybe the theme will become clearer, hard to say. But Leah and Marcus Hook wants to take a guess on something. We'll find out what. So, Leah, welcome to WGN Radio. What are you guessing on?
Oh, the new trivia question.
Oh, okay, good.
I think it's maybe star.
The word star?
Yeah, the word star.
No, it is not star.
Is it number one?
It is not number one.
Okay, that's all I got.
And by the way, I don't think they let you have like a number sign, and probably isn't enough or a period, so there wouldn't be like enough letters for number one, probably.
Okay, because they do here. They let you have a number sign here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they may later, but this is in the early days of this. You got letters or numbers?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's the only thing I can think of is the word star, because there's so many of them out there, and they were all fighting for it, you know?
Oh, that's funny. Well, I guess they didn't consider them worthy of advertising that on their plates anyway.
How about actor or actress?
Nope.
No? Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bye.
All right, yeah, so it's when California first offered personalized plates, which is the late 60s. This was the most requested plate. So many people requested it that they had a drawing. All right, so they all wanted the same, you know, same letters or numbers. And so what is it? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. That question, by the way, is courtesy of Ron Flatter, yeah, who we've had on the air here before. And he came out, he said, oh, you got to ask this because I just checked and it's not online. Because, you know, that's the holy grail for the questions I throw out that can't be online. So Sam and Gurney's going to take a guess. So hello, Sam, what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh, I'm going to take a stab at cruising.
I love it. It's not right, but I like it.
All right, I appreciate it. Have a good night and happy Fourth.
You too, thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, but I guess if you weren't going to have a G, that would be seven letters, and you could probably do that. But no, this inexplicable is all I can say. No, that's obviously not the word. But so many people, because the deal was you applied for the plate, you know, and people would put their name or whatever, or their call letters if it was a radio or television station and dial position. But it turned out that here come, you know, the floodgates are open, right? And now anybody can apply for the plate. And California discovered that, oh, my dear Lord, everybody is applying for this. Well, obviously it wasn't everybody, but it was enough people that they had to have a drawing. And by the way, I have no idea who got it. Probably some unknown person. So 888-876-5593. So we have bumper stumpers, and they all have a theme. We have a question, and of course we have whatever category you would like, and I need you to play is the bottom line to that. Yeah, that's right, because normally I can just prattle on all night, but when it comes to trivia, I can't both ask and answer the questions. It doesn't work like that. So tomorrow night, yes, it will be a live show for the 4th of July, and you can bet we'll talk some about Dick Biondi. Yeah. Yeah, going back to places like WHOT or WKBW, and he made his mark no matter where he was, is the bottom line to that. I remember for 10 years, he was in North Myrtle Beach doing mornings because he liked to play golf, and WNMB, and actually played beach music. And that was a kick to hear him there. So that would have been the 80s. Then he went back to Chicago. And I think, and probably Bob Surratt talked about this, but I think it was on the strength a Bob Surratt doing something on TV about him, that they unearthed him and brought him back, first to BBM FM and then Magic and then LS. So that's the deal there. There was a full moon this morning. I don't know if you noticed. That was at 6:38 a.m. Central, so you didn't see it. That was a buck moon, also known as the thunder moon, the hay moon, and the wort room moon. And I don't know why. But new moon, that's what you care about, because you can write those prosperity checks. That's Monday afternoon, July 17th at 1:32 in the afternoon. You can go to MarianneWinkowski.com. And I'm going to, you know, I had it on my calendar to, no matter what, call Marianne today. And then, of course, I ran out of time because John said, you know, you're on the air. I said, what? I'm not even done drying my hair. So ran in here right away, because I had a date with you. So I'll try Marianne tomorrow night, and hopefully we will, you know. Well, then again, I will try her, but it is 4th of July, so she may be out with the family doing something. And, yeah, memorable 4th of Julys. Do you remember any of yours over the decades? I remember a few of mine, some of them even printable. So we'll get back to trivia. Two more hours of this, but it only seems like that to me right now. Yeah, it seems like 20. All right, because we need you to participate. And you know something about something. I know you do. Well, whatever it is, strut your stuff, and let us know what it is, and we'll ask you a question. Or if you want to guess mine, well, fine. California first offered personalized plates in the latter 60s. This one plate was so requested more than any other plate that they had a drawing. What was the most requested item on the personalized plate? Sherry in Naperville, what do you think?
Hi, Wally, how are you?
I don't know, Sherry. I just don't know.
I heard you already answered that question. I apologize.
Yeah.
I do want to mention, I will confirm, the second person who called, yes, they replayed July 4th from last year, 2022,
okay. And
it was an awesome replay, not because at the beginning you completely ignored the news of the day. You said it happened all day, we're here to relax or have fun or something like that,
okay.
And you also mentioned my name at the top saying, Sherriest for patriotic songs, but every patriotic song has this word or something like that.
Oh.
But anyway, it was funny. So there was at least two Scotty calls.
Oh.
There was Leia, I'm pretty sure. There was Mark. There was, and that was the weekend where Johnny D.
Yeah.
was at his relatives on the East Coast, and you got to talk to the whole darn family.
Well, it's funny because Johnny D is back there right now. He sent me an email saying I probably won't be calling because I think it's his sister's that he goes to in New York or something. But anyway, he said I won't be calling. And probably he's not calling because after the whole family last year got down on him saying, don't make a fool of yourself on the radio. I said, oh, please continue to make a fool of yourself.
That was
on the radio.
So hysterical.
Yeah.
It was an uplifting show, and they might have played it because they were talking about, I guess, nationwide or even worldwide people, or there's some hashtag about we are Highland Park, no matter where they were from. So maybe that's why they picked it. But it was just a wonderful show, and Scotty did the God Bless Everybody and Happy Holiday, you know, how he usually does. I don't remember if those were his exact words, but you know how he always does. Anyway, it was great. You can probably listen to it in your spare time. No, I know you have none. Okay, so I'm ready for guesses, but I can give you my guesses.
Oh, wait a minute. I just found out something. I apparently didn't take a break this half hour. Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. How did I forget that? On WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, it's forgettable, but you probably remember it, and it's our next bumper stumper. So who is it, and is the theme starting to become apparent? Well, we'll find out. And we have a question we're asking there. When California first offered personalized license plates around the late 60s, this was the most requested plate. So many people requested it that they had to have a drawing. What was on the plate? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right, so what do we have? We're talking to Sherry in Naperville, who I so rudely interrupted, and she was going to take a guess. So what are we guessing on, Sherry?
Okay, now that I know what year-ish, I'm going to guess Route 66 is my first guess.
Oh, I like that. Not right.
Oh, okay. And you think there were seven letters, not eight, huh? Okay, seven letters could be H-O-L-L-Y-W-D.
Now, what I'm saying is that would be the maximum you could have. You could have one letter if you asked for one, you know, but so you wouldn't be able to have like nine. So that's why I said that. So, yes, you could easily ask for many less, just not any more.
Okay. What did you guess, David? Oh, beaches, he said.
Ah, no.
I didn't think so. That's right. 1969.
Thereabouts. I should probably look it up and see what year did they start. I don't know. But around then.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, boy. O-N-E.
Oh, actually, this is interesting. In California, it was later. Personalized license plates made their debut in 1972.
Oh.
I thought... Okay. Florida was 69, so I figured... But no. All right. So 1970.
How many more do I got left?
Let's go with three.
All right. How about San Fran?
Nope.
How about Golden?
Nope.
How about the letter A?
Nope.
All right. Well, you kind of mentioned it. But I remembered two last Friday's repeat from last July 4th.
Yeah.
It was like Romper Room, or when Dorothy was saying, and you were there, and you were there, and you... Anyway, also Stacy was there, and Tom. Anyway, and I realized we all sounded so much happier than we did this beginning of this year.
Now, that's interesting.
It sounds like we're all buoyant, you know, and I don't know what is crushing our spirit or tonality. But anyway, I know I went through a rough patch. Oh, and I got on to guess at the end something, and I'm clenching my teeth, and David was listening to it, and I said, well, thank God I wasn't drunk. But I went through a bad spell. But I mean, I cringed. And I think what helped me a lot was when John and you were out, and they did a lot of replays.
Yeah.
And I sounded two sheets to the wind, and that made me realize, okay, I don't sound like I think I was sounding on the phone. So I've turned a leaf. It took a while, but I've turned a leaf.
Well, very good. Congratulations on that. It's not easy to do. Easy to say, but
not
easy to do.
I'm saying I'm not getting smashed.
Well, that's a start. All right. All right.
Anyway, well, good luck to everybody.
Well,
and if I think of any new terms or
I'll count on it.
Flashes of light, I'll let you know.
All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. So, Florida turns out it was 1972 as well. I don't know why I thought it was 69 for both of them, but 72. Yeah, I remember in 72 I got Raleigh. Yeah. And now I don't want anybody to know who it is driving in front of them, but at the time I got Raleigh. I had a friend, Len Uffland. He just got you. And I thought that was great. And kept that until he died. So he had that thing until after the turn of the century. Just one letter. U. All right. So 888-876-5593. You could have up to seven letters, you know, or numbers. You couldn't have other things like asterisks or periods or commas or anything like that. But seven letters or numbers. And California, you know, opened the floodgates, 1972, come on, apply for them. And they expected everybody to apply for, you know, something different, except everybody applied for the same thing. Well, not everybody, but enough people applied for the same thing that they had to have a drawing. What was on the license plate? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And that takes us to Sam and Gurney. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Thanks for having me back. I want to take a couple of stabs. I'd say for the license plate, how about Playboy?
No, take something else. Remember, if this is 1972, Playboy would have not been considered cool anymore.
Yeah, okay, how about surfing?
Nope.
And one more, I'll just say some derivative of the Beach Boys.
Nope.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, thanks for trying. Yeah.
Sure,
and, no room for Jan and Dean either, although I guess you could get Jan Dean, but no, absolutely not. All right, so 888-876-5593. And we're going to do a 60s trivia, TV trivia, with John in Covington. I've been looking for that right now. But Bruce in Elwood's got some guesses, and I'm glad about that. So, Bruce, what do you think?
Well, he just took one of my best ones, surfing. Somebody already guessed cruising, right?
Yes, somebody did. It's not cruising.
Okay, how about Big Shot?
Nope.
All right, I'm done. I thought it was surfing.
Ah, well, it's nice. That is good. And, of course, cruising would have been real good, too. And I'm sure probably somebody applied for that and got it. But tons of people applied for this. Just tons of them. And they just weren't expecting it.
Orange?
No, not orange.
No.
All right. Thanks for trying.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good deal. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Stephanie in Madison knows a bumper. All right, Stephanie.
It is Bernadette Peters. I mean, Bernadette Carroll. I'm
yes,
sorry.
It is not Bernadette Peters. You're right. It is Bernadette Carroll. Party
yeah,
girl.
Oh, God, yes. I remember that song. And the only thing I was thinking, Hollywood, five letters for Holly and then WD for what, but that's a, you know.
That's a stretch, yes.
Yeah, it's a huge stretch. But, no, it's Bernadette Carroll. God,
yes.
You'll have to forgive me. I'm on my last nerve. I said, I'm going to listen to Raleigh. No listening to the reveal, no true crime or anything. I'm just like, I love the show. And it's you're just a lot of fun and a real escape. And so... And we need that, you know? So, anyway, there you go, girl.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Take care.
All right, good deal. So, I'm taking, by the way, a movie trivia, a television trivia quiz from the 60s so I can get an answer, so I can ask John from Covington a question. And so, yeah, it's... why bother to answer these correctly? Just answer anything so I can see the answers. All right, we'll get one eventually. All right, I have no idea what they are. All right, come on. This is just wrong. Submit answers. Oh, I forgot to submit an answer. Too bad. All right. Well, who cares? All right, so here we go. All right, this is really easy. This is just so easy, short and sweet. All right, John and Covington, are you ready?
I am.
What year did the Carol Burnett Show make its debut?
Oh, Lord.
It ran for 11 years.
Yeah. I'm going to say 1966.
Ah, 67.
Ah!
So close.
Oh, well. Hey, would the license plate be passed in a space U?
Oh, I like that. No. That's nice,
no.
Though. I don't know if there were that many clever people, but that's a nice guess. All right, thanks.
See you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and of course, you know, it couldn't be anything obscene or all that because they wouldn't issue that. Although, California did make a mistake. They issued Mengele, and then they had to recall it when people complained. But for a while there in San Marino County, someone was driving around with Mengele on their place. I don't know if it was a Porsche. But anyway, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And... shall we do some charts? I think that's coming up next with Mark and Aurora and another bumper stumper, too. Maybe the theme will become apparent. Yeah. All right. All that and more coming up as we play Monday Night Trivia on Monday night. So if it's on Friday night, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, call us on WGN Radio. ¶¶
met him, I was downtown shopping. Walking along, I was kind of thinking to myself, you know. And I looked up and I looked dead into the eyes of the finest man you ever laid eyes on, girls. You wouldn't believe it. Drop top, he was looking good. He smiled at me and I smiled back at him. And I went on about my shopping and he drove on off. Thinking about my shopping and that fine man I just saw. And I looked up and he was standing right behind me. So I didn't want to act like I was afraid or nothing. So he smiled at me and he started hitting on me. And I said, say, mister, I already got a man and he's good to me. So he said, it ain't nothing wrong with having a cup of coffee, baby. And my heart got in the way of my mind. And the devil got into me. And we sat down and he rapped to me over the coffee. And he's telling me all those sweet and innocent things. And you know what? Right there, I lost my heart to him. But now he's gone. And I just want to let him know how I really, really feel. Now I'm sitting here with pencil and paper with tears in my eyes because I still love him. And I just want to let him know, you, oh, you made me leave my happy home. That's what you did.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. It's 6 minute long, but it's all we're going to hear of it now. But who is it? It was a Flip Side, 1972 on Hot Wax. And I thought it was a great record. Why did I play it? What's the theme? All right, so there you go. All right, that was a fine record. 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, Monday night trivia, so if it's Friday night, please don't call. But if it's Monday night, by all means. And if every line is busy, well, as soon as you hear somebody hang up, your cue to get in there, and you will. Stephanie in Madison, go and guess on our theme. All right, Stephanie, what do you think? I thought Stephanie was guessing on our theme. Well, let me put her on hold. Maybe she was waiting for John to confirm her address. I don't know anymore. But I thought she was guessing on the theme. But that's all right. We'll have Don guess on the theme in Beloit. So, Don, what do you think it is?
It's easy. This is anguish of love lost. These are like all breakup, horrible breakup songs.
Nope, they're not.
No?
Nope.
Ah, okay. Well, I thought the other Raleigh was maybe Maryland or MM. I thought Maryland license plate, maybe.
Nope.
49ers?
Nope.
How about Dodgers?
Nope.
Lakers?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm doing zero for zeros. I've been doing a lot of zero for tens.
Call
here.
Back and maybe you'll get
okay.
It. Don't go away. Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks
all
so
right.
much.
Right, so that's the deal. All right. So now we say goodbye to Don, and there's a line available for you. 888-876-5593. Oh, look at this. We'll get to Mark and Aurora. We're going to do Chad charge from 69. But Chad in Louisville, it's been far too long. Chad, how are you?
Well, I'm still alive, despite all the rumors to the contrary.
Thank God. We're glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's been a crap storm the last few months, which I'll explain that on a Tuesday or Wednesday night.
Okay. I want to hear it. That's for sure.
Yeah. In more detail, I thought I'd just call tonight and play some trivia.
I think you'll be great at it. And you want July the 4th, 1967?
Yeah, as close as, you know, round in there.
Okay. Let's go. You'll get them all, I know. Number one, Windy.
Oh, Association.
Number two, A Little Bit of Soul.
Oh, A Little Bit of Soul. Oh, God, I should have known. Music is slow.
Yeah, absolutely. Number three, Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Four Seasons.
Good enough, Frankie Valli. I'll take it, though.
Yeah, Frankie Valli.
Number four, San Francisco, Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair.
Oh, God, Scott McKenzie.
Yep, afraid so. 5, don't sleep in the subway.
Oh, but 2 o'clock.
Number 6, come on down to my boat.
Every mother's son.
Number 7, up, up, and away.
Fifth dimension.
Number 8, let's live for today.
Grassroots.
Number 9, grooving.
Young rascals or the rascals.
Yep. Number 10, the tracks of my tears.
That'd be Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Not in 1967. Now you can do this. I know you can.
Oh, that's right. Johnny Rivers.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you got him. You won. Hang on. Let's confirm that address. Don't go away and make sure you call me later in the week.
I sure will, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Good to hear from Chad. All right. So 888-876-5593. And now, Mark and Aurora, we're going to move up 2 years. How's it going, Mark?
Oh, I'm fine. I just heard some clanking dishes and some chewing.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to eat something because I'm not doing well. But anyway.
Apparently you left your mic open.
Well, that's not unusual, and, you know, so be it. All right, so, you know, if I got to care about that too, then we're in trouble. All right. So, yeah, let's see. It's a salad. It's
1969.
It's supposed to be good for me. All right, so July the 5th, 1969.
Okay.
Number 1, love theme from Romeo and Juliet.
Henry Mancini.
Number 2, Spinning Wheel.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Number 3, Bad Moon Rising.
Greetings, Clearwater.
Number 4, Good Morning, Starshine.
Oliver Swofford.
Mm. Number 5, One.
Three Dog Night.
Number 6, Get Back.
The Beatles with Billy Preston.
Number 7, Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Number 8, In the Year 2525.
One-hit wonders, Zager and Evan.
Yes, and in parentheses is the name of the song. Do you know what it is?
I'm not sure. No.
Right under In the Year 2525, it is Exordian and Terminus.
Oh,
yes. All right, going to do real quickly here. Number 9, Color Him Father.
Oh, the
on Metro Media.
Yeah.
Was the best record in the top 10, for God's sakes.
Yeah, no, I like the song.
There's a man in my house who's so big and strong. Goes to work.
Say that again?
I say, there's a man in my house so big and strong. Yeah. I'm going to let you think about it. Stay right where you are. You think about it. Don't look it up. Just think about it. And we'll pick it up right there with the news right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, that's the original 1955 on Imperial. Who is it? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. So what I want to know is not only who is this, but so far, what do all the bumper stumpers have in common with each other? All right. Now, we gave Mark plenty of time to think about it. We were up to number 999, and I closed the book. Although I do remember what it was, but let's get back to 4th of July, 1969. Which was actually not the 4th of July. It was a couple days later, but that's all right. All right, and we'll see where he was, because we left him with time to think about it. And I believe we were asking about Color Him Father. Now, come on, redeem yourself, Mark.
I'm trying to remember who did the 71 version of I Hear You Knockin'.
Oh,
Dave Edmonds.
Yes, Dave Edmonds is right, but
this
is the original.
I'm going to kick myself when you tell me. I'm going to say the Transformers, and I know I'm wrong.
The Winstons.
Oh, yes, I knew that, but it was just, okay, I guess I'll have to go on to number 10.
Too busy thinking about my baby.
Oh, Marvin Gaye?
That's it, and you got enough of the top 10 to win.
Alrighty.
So hang on, don't go away. All right, so that was it. Yeah, the Winstons. It's kind of a medley of their hit, but it was a great little record. All right, now, where are we here? I believe we'll be doing some Ocean Liner trivia. I think I'm going to be ready for that. But before we do, we're going to get some guesses on our plates. And that is when California first offered personalized plates, this was the most requested plate. Now, of course, people requested their name and other things and all that, but there was one that was so requested they had to have a damn drawing. All right, what was the plate? 888-876-5593. Debbie and Raleigh, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey there.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of likely to say out in the wind, but I'm going to guess C-A-L-I, the number 4, N-I-A.
Too many letters. You got 8 of them there. You can't have more than 7.
Oh, gosh.
But that's all right. It's not right. It's clever, but it's not right.
Well, you know, well, it might interest you to know I have an album by Oliver, so I guess, what can I say?
Yes. Well, that would do it. But nice to hear from you, Debbie. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'll bother you later.
Okay. Counting on it. All right. So, Bob... And Bob is in Arlington Heights. What do you think, Bob?
Hey, Raleigh, I have two guesses.
Okay.
First is single.
Nope.
How about married?
Nope. Nice guess, though.
I got one quick comment.
Yeah.
The two best license plates I ever saw when I was going to grad school on the Gold Coast in the city of Chicago 30 years ago, both were on Rolls Royces. One was a 4-letter plate. Said snob, and the other one was W-U-Z-H-I-Z.
I'd have to spell it out because I'm not.
Was his.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good.
That was one of the best plates I ever saw.
Was his.
Have a good holiday.
All right. Thanks for calling, you too. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Was his. Well, that's one way to get it. All right. So 888-876-5593. Would be 88-88. Raleigh, and we're going to get some more guesses here. And I believe that Sam is in Gurnee. So, Sam, what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh, thanks so much for having me back. Yeah. If nothing else, by process of elimination, I'm helping people get to the real answer. But I'm going to guess, how about Far Out?
No.
How about peace?
Yes. Absolutely
really?
Right. The word peace.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, 100%. I would have never thought that. But more people asked for peace in 1972.
Well, I was just thinking of the time frame of all that was going on and everything that I would hear at the time. You know, I was a younger guy, and but everybody above me were long-haired hippies and stuff, and I was thinking about things that they said and did and driving their beetle bugs and all that.
Well, see, by 72, I would have thought that was waning. You know, I would have put that right in the heart of 66 to 68, but by 72, I guess there were enough dwindling hippies with cars that peace was it. You're absolutely right.
That's awesome.
All right, hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, sure. That's absolutely right. Peace, yeah. Who knew? So I asked that question because when I heard the answer, I thought, oh, that's just too lame. You know, I was expecting something great. Yeah, well, we didn't get anything great, but we got something that everybody requested, peace. Proving how unscientific Americans are. One in two people believe this about the prehistoric era. Believe what? See, Johnny D, eat your heart out. He's with his family tonight, but he'll call next week, no doubt. Maybe you'll get it before then. Proving how unscientific Americans are, one in two people believe this about the prehistoric era. Believe what? All right, so it's really out there, but they absolutely do. And maybe you're one of them. It's hard to say. And we got some bumper guesses, I do believe. Tom in Covington. What'd you hear, Tom?
Well, I heard Smiley Lewis.
Yes, yes, yes. Smiley Lewis it is. I hear you knocking. You are a winner.
Or his real name, Overton Lemon.
Yes, but no, Smiley Lewis, you're right, 1955. You got that, nailed that right away, and you just won, so hang on. Do you have any idea what the theme is?
No.
That's all right.
I haven't been able to hear you well enough to try to keep up with that.
Well, we've had Johnny Adams and Claudine Clark and Bernadette Carroll. Nobody got the one before Smiley Lewis, but then we had Smiley Lewis. So if anything comes to mind, you let us know. But in the meantime, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So Tom in Covington. Yeah, he knows his 1955. Smiley Lewis. Absolutely right. All right. So John in Waukegan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, he beat me to it. But you say, I think the original song that was Fat Domino was
no, it? No, that was the original. Fats Domino covered it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the other way around.
Bye.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yes, Smiley Lewis had the first hit with it. Yes. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to our ocean liner trivia, and we'll get to charts from July 4th, 1968. Wow, 67, 68, 69, and some bumper guesses, too. Well, all right. I have a feeling that Gary knows our outstanding guests, because so far, like I say, you knocked off Johnny Adams and Claudine Clark and Bernadette Carroll, and now we knocked off Smiley Lewis, so there's only one other, and I bet you Gary knows what it is. But in the meantime, another one coming up next, and maybe the theme will be apparent to you on WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. And who is that? All right. What can I tell you about it? Anything in particular you need to know that might help your guess? I don't know. Let me see what I had in notes here. Well, no, 1960 on Big Top. That's not going to help you much at all. But I will say he was a lead singer in a group before he became a solo artist. No, I'm not telling you the group. All right, so 888-876-5593. And once you get it, maybe the theme will be apparent. I don't know. We'll leave it to you. But in the meantime, we have John, and he is in Gilbert. And as usual, John wants his ocean liner trivia. How's it going tonight, John?
Oh, it's going well. Smooth sailing, as they say.
As they say. All right. So let's talk about sailing. Actually, not sailing. What was the first motor liner on the North Atlantic run?
The first motor liner?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it may have been the second Britannic.
No, it entered transatlantic service in 1925.
Yeah.
And it was diesel powered.
The Georgic?
The Swedish Gripsholm.
I did not know that.
Yes. through the war, it was a Red Cross ship, and then it was sold later in 1955, becoming the Berlin, the first German flagship on the route since 1939.
Yeah, okay.
So the Gripsholm, there you go. All right, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
You got me.
There, amazing. I feel great. All right, thanks. Yeah, no, not that I don't want everybody to win, but John's really good at this, so... When I saw that question, I thought, hell, I'm not even sure how to pronounce it, let alone what it is. But the Swedish Gripsholm was diesel-powered. So now you know. All right. Gary is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, it was good to hear Chad earlier.
Yes.
We were talking about him, about people, you know, who had called, and we were among ourselves. And what happened to Chad? Because I heard Sugar Sugar by Wilson Pickett somewhere recently, and that's kind of what brought him to mind. Because I remember hearing him request that song on the show. So great to hear him. So
absolutely, and I'm holding him to calling back later in the week and explaining his absence, because we want to know where he's been.
Yeah, we're glad to hear him again.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we're going to do July the 4th, 1968.
Yep.
Alrighty, number one, this guy's in love with you.
Herb Alpert.
Number two, the horse.
Alpert, I guess.
Yeah, right. Number two, the horse.
Cliff Nobles and Company.
Number three, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Stones.
Number four, The Look of Love.
Brazil 66.
Yeah. Number five, Grazin' in the Grass.
Hugh Masekela.
Number six, Lady Willpower.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Number seven, Angel of the Morning.
Merrily Rush.
Number eight, Here Comes the Judge.
Was that maybe the Shorty Long version
of
that?
Yep, it was. Good enough. Number nine, MacArthur Park.
Richard Harris.
Number ten, Reach Out of the Darkness.
Friend and Lover.
Why did you pick this week? All right, well, just...
I don't know. I just thought I was thinking...
No, you weren't thinking. Week. You just weren't thinking.
That's the problem, I wasn't. Well, everybody was doing July 4th.
Well, let's see. Well, yeah, but you could have picked something nice like 1962, but let's see how far you go.
Yeah, I could have. You're right.
All right. Number 11, Yummy, Yummy, Yummy.
Ohio Express.
Number 12, Moni, Moni.
Tommy James and the Shondell.
Number 13, Mrs. Robinson.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number 14, Think.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. Number 15, Indian Lake.
Cowsill.
Yes. Number 16, I Love You.
The People.
I'm afraid so. Number 17, Stone Soul Picnic.
The Fifth Dimension, although I'd rather hear it by Laura Nero.
Me too, of course. Number 18, Lick and Stick.
James Brown.
Yep. Number 19, it's getting worse, by the way, D.W. Washburn.
Go the Monkees, yeah.
Number 20, Never Give You Up.
Oh.
It's a Gamble and Huff record on Mercury.
Oh, yeah. I can hear it in my mind, too.
Yeah, it's a good one, too. It might be the best thing on this chart.
Yeah, it might be. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Well, I better let you hear some, because, no, you can't stumble on this. It's just not possible. All right?
Yeah.
not an admitted, anyway. But let's see.
I already feel bad enough about the week, as it is.
Right, exactly. Let's see. I'm just dealing with some titles here that I got the right song. Let's see. Yeah, okay. All right, so here is a... Never. probably don't even need more than that. Jerry Butler.
Oh, Jerry Butler, yeah. Okay,
yeah. Oh, man. I'm,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm, it's a good thing I don't have any razor blades around.
Well, really, because so, you know, yeah. I Love You by the People, but and you know Indian Lake by the Cow Sills, but you don't know Never Give You Up by Jerry Butler.
Yeah,
all right, well, be that way.
Okay, yeah, I will hang my head in shame.
Oh, man, it's hilarious, though, and I'm so glad you called. Hang on, we'll confirm that address.
Okay.
All right, good deal. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, I know what that's like. I've mentioned before, many, many decades ago, I froze on an oldies contest and could not think of, and it was one of the most common Paul Anka records, and this is probably 1965 that I was in this oldies contest, and all I could think about was the Barbara Lewis record, your Puppy Love, yeah, right, you know, the Paul Anka record. They called her Puppy Love just because she was a dog, right? And all I could think about was, the Barbara Lewis record. It just wouldn't come to me. And, yeah, it was a while before I lived that down, so I know exactly how he feels. All right, so, did we get another question? I think I might have left you hanging there after we got... I did, and nobody's been interested yet. Proving how unscientific Americans are, one in two people believe this about the prehistoric era. Believe what? All right, and I'll tell you what, it had to do with what was around at the time. All right, so let's put it in context. It had to do with what was around at the time. One in two people believe this about the prehistoric era. How is that possible? And, yeah, I know, fighting words, but there you have it. And we have four more bumper stumpers coming up next hour. And the theme, I would think by now, should be apparent. Only two that you haven't gotten so far, that wonderful remake of Since I Fell for You, yeah, and Sweet Baby of Mine, yeah. But we have four more, and we'll see how you do as we play trivia on Monday night. That's right. I emphasize that. So if it's Friday night, do not call back. You know, just sit back, relax, enjoy the show. But if it's Monday night, in this case, Monday, July the 3rd, moments away from July the 4th, this is the time to call, 888-876-5593. It would be 8888-Raleigh. And yes, tomorrow night, full live show. Adam's taking off. He's going boating, as well he should. But I will be here to talk to you for 3 hours tomorrow night right here on WGN Radio. GN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's a bumper stumper. I remember Leah used to like that record. And interestingly, the guy was from Reading originally, and I tried to find him, look for him for years, And the saddest thing, it wasn't until a few years ago that I read his obit in Las Vegas, and it mentioned in there that in 1968, on the Uptight label, he had released Gone Forever. I'm like, oh, no! Yeah, so he'd been in Las Vegas all that time, and I would have loved to have talked to him, because I would say that's a medley of his hit, but a wanna hit. But I thought it was just a great, great record. And there's your little bumper stumper, and it fits with the theme, perfectly with the theme. And I'll reveal the theme at the end of the hour if you don't get it. So, but I'm expecting somebody's going to pick up on it by now, or maybe not. So let's see. Our question here, proving how unscientific Americans are. 1 in 2 people believe this about the prehistoric era. All right. Believe what? And it's time related, and it's coexistent related. Leah and Marcus Hook, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Thanks for taking my call again.
Yeah, glad you did.
I think some people, I have two guesses. Some people think that dinosaurs did not exist.
No, that's interesting. What's your next guess?
And some people think that humans existed at the same time that dinosaurs did.
We have a winner.
Ha, you're kidding.
No. 50% of all Americans believe that human beings and dinosaurs coexisted.
You're kidding. 50%? That's high.
Yeah. And CBS News did a report on this. But, you know, I must say that I had never encountered it until John and I went to a church service, and they had a video of this well-known preacher who will remain nameless, and he asserted that that was the fact. John and I just looked at each other. And at that point, I had to try and think of every horrible thing I could think of so I wouldn't burst out laughing. You know, I was trying to think of...
That's just crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people think the world is flat, too, now.
Well, yeah. There are times I wonder. But no, absolutely. And yes, so dinosaurs and man coexisted. And I realize that on a theological level, we could have that discussion. But on a scientific level, I'm sorry, we cannot have that discussion.
No, that's just crazy.
Yes. Well, you're a winner.
Well, thank you.
All right. So hang on. Don't go away. And I think that Bob in Arlington Heights had the exact same idea. So I got to ask another question. We'll stay away from history and theology. I think so, yes. And by the way, if you want to call and argue that dinosaurs and man coexisted, now again, this is not in terms of theology. This is in terms strictly of science. I want to hear it. All right, so I got to think of another question, don't I? Yeah, I guess so. Well, today they're nothing if not mass-produced. But the first time one of these was mass-produced at the rate of 30,000 a day was in the latter 1800s. I just need a product category. I don't need to know specifically what it was. But yeah, you know, everything today is mass-produced. You know, you buy it, there's a lot of them. Well, the first time one of these was mass-produced was the latter 1800s at the rate of 30,000 a day. 30,000 a day! What was mass-produced? And again, if you know the specific, that's great, but all you have to do is know the category. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. All right, Bob in Arlington Heights, welcome back to WGN Radio, Bob. I think we've lost Bob. I think he had the same idea as Leah of dinosaurs and man. But how about that? So, but Peter is going to talk about the flat earth. All right, I want to hear about this. Why not? And it's a slow Monday night trivia, but if you'd like your own category, you know you can have it. Sky's the limit on that. You can do lyrics or song titles or, you know, anything. It doesn't have to be about music. It can be about ocean liners, as we proved, or airships or whatever. But Peter in Sauk Village, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. This is like number 3 conversation we've had.
Good.
Since you started this show. So I'm a rare caller,
yeah.
Mostly because I can't come up with any answers for any of your trivia questions until this one. And my phone was already doing its gear grinding before it started ringing when you got the right answer.
Yeah.
But then I heard your comment about flat Earths and you weren't certain about it. I can offer you empirical evidence that the Earth is round.
No, I'm sure it is. Yes. Okay, let's hear your evidence.
If the Earth was flat, by now the cats would have knocked everything off of it.
Isn't that the truth? Yes, I love it. I love it. Yes, no, I agree. The Earth is definitely not flat, but apparently there are individuals who still believe that indeed it is.
Oh, and they've got the most convoluted logic explaining how everything else happens and how everybody thinks it's round, but oh no, it isn't.
Right, right. See, now, this is perfect for Art Bell. Too bad he's gone.
Yeah. Well, George Norrie's still around, isn't he?
Well, yeah, but why have idiots talking to idiots?
So Well, it's the best person for them to talk to.
Well, yeah, but then it's not interesting for the rest of us. Art made it
Well, I didn't say so. I just want to put them in a room and let them talk at each other and leave the rest of us alone.
Yeah, right. Don't put a microphone in there with them. I agree. But, yes, apparently they have been around for over 20 years. They had their 20-year jubilee, and I guess this goes back 100 years to a film, The Oyster Princess. I don't know.
I don't either.
Flat Earth Society.
I've given up trying to... Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah.
But they're fun. I mean, as long as you can bite your tongue and not laugh in their faces, they get very upset at that.
Oh, I know. Well, that's what I mean. When we were sitting in that church with that guest preacher doing this this video on this, I thought, I can't laugh out loud. It's just not right.
Oh, no. Laughing in a church is only right if the preacher is obviously making
it. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. So there you are.
Well, I don't have anything trivial to discuss, really. I'll have to think of a something I'm really a knowledgeable person about.
I mean, have a feeling there's probably a long list of things.
Well, I'm like Professor Irwin Corey.
Oh God. Okay.
I know a little bit about everything, and I'm just enough to babble on long enough to, in my own head, come up with a solution. If I don't know the facts, I'll invent them.
Well, yeah, that was Corey all the way around. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've had people tell me I'm an Irwin Corey. The ones who still know who I'm talking about. But,
right. Well, then you can take over as the world's foremost authority.
Foremost authority, exactly. He was a wizard that way.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get out of your ear and let other people come up with trivial answers for your questions and or whatever.
Well, don't wait years don't wait years to call again.
Oh, I won't. I won't. Right. Although I have to admit, I am embarrassed.
No.
I'm terribly embarrassed.
No.
You set me an assignment ages ago, and now I'm blanking on it because I was just thinking of it while I was talking to John.
Uh-oh.
Oh, geez. Well, I'm the guy who will walk into a room and leave his thoughts behind.
Oh, that's the rest of us, too. Yes, yes, absolutely. My mind piked up and left me many years ago.
You know, doorways have a force field in them.
Yes, well, they probably do.
And when you go through them, they're just, why am I here?
Exactly. All right. Well, on that existential question, you call me again, Peter. Don't wait years.
And I won't necessarily wait for a Monday. I will be talking to you again soon.
Okay, good. Thanks, Peter.
You take care now.
You too. Okay, bye.
Have a great Fourth.
Yes, you too. And we'll be celebrating with you tomorrow live right here on WGN. And interestingly, Irwin Corey, who was great, but one of his biggest fans, described him as one of the most brilliant comics of all time, Lenny Bruce. Yeah, so there. 888-876-5593. Brad is a first-time caller. Welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think, Brad?
How are you doing, Raleigh? I just want to take a stab at the trivia.
Okay, good.
I'm thinking matches.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not, but that's a nice guess. I like that.
And what year was it again?
Latter 1880s.
Condoms? I don't know.
They wouldn't have admitted it. But
right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's my guess. Well, it's a wonderful
guess. Now I'll have to, you know, look up the history of the Julius Schmidt Company or something and see when condoms started. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
All right, so, yeah. All right, now, let's see. We'll get to Bobby in Chicago. And, along the mattress line. Well, we'll see if he's right or not. In fact, we could do that right now. So Bobby, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I'm going to go with that. I just heard the gentleman say matches. I was thinking cigarettes.
Nice guess, not right.
Oh, wow. Well, I enjoy your show. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Do it again. All right.
Thanks,
all right. So what is the deal? Yeah, late 1880s. They're absolutely mass-produced today, but so is everything else. But the first time one of these was ever mass-produced at the rate of 30,000 a day was in the latter 1880s. What was mass-produced? Now, you don't have to tell me the exact item. If you can, that's great. But otherwise, if you just know the product category, that's enough. That's all you got to know. So all that and more coming up. And another bumper stumper. We'll see how you do. I think someone's going to get this one on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? 1965 Chess. And actually, the melody, in fact, the backing track altogether, was the flip side of our first hit. Different words, of course, but absolutely the same song. So who is she? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. We don't have a winner with this. I'm going to think that nobody's listening because it's that easy, especially if you're in Chicago. So, yeah, worries me that you're not calling. Well, man, today, they're nothing if not mass-produced. I looked up the year, by the way, and actually it's the mid-1880s. The first time one was ever mass-produced at the rate of 30,000 a day was in the mid-1880s. What was mass-produced? I just need the category. If you know specifically, that's great, but the category alone will do it. So let's see what we got here. I believe that John in Waukegan is back. What do you think, John?
How many guesses I get?
Six.
Okay. Farm plow.
Nope.
Blue jean.
Nope.
Sewing machine.
Nope.
Oh, that's just for me.
Oh, man, that's just half of your guesses. Well, call me back if you think of something else. Thanks.
Yeah, okay.
All right, good deal. Yeah, so 30,000 a day. Yeah, and never had been mass-produced before. Product category will be enough. If you know the specific item, well, that's even better, I guess. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh, and yeah, still looking at some of those great Irwin Corey lines. Yeah, and he made up great words, and of course used words we all know in ways we never expect them to be used. And yes, we all know that protocol takes precedence over procedure. You know, it would all the observations all sounded just terrific, except they made no sense whatsoever. This parliamentary point of order based on the state of inertia of developing a centrifugal force issued a catalyst rather than a catalytic agent and hastens a change reaction and remains an indigenous briar to its inception. Yeah. The focal point used as a tangent, so the bile is excreted through the pancreas. All right. Well, so he was terrific. And, of course, at the Hungry Eye, he'd do stream of consciousness in San Francisco. And you're saying, why wasn't he bigger? Well, maybe it was the blacklist. It's hard to say, but he was certainly a communist. And that certainly, you know, for periods of time caused him not to be booked. But whether it was absolutely that or something else, I don't know. But, you know, he was hilarious. You don't have to share his viewpoint. And in fact, Ayn Rand, who, you know, obviously was the polar opposite politically and economically, she considered him to be hilarious. She loved him. And I did, too. And I didn't share one of his political views, but it just didn't matter. Apparently for some, though, it did matter. And he lived 103 years. Whoa, that I did not know. All right, so Monica is a first-time caller, and she's on the road in McHenry. All right, taking me along for the ride. Hello, Monica.
Hi, Riley. How are you?
Delighted that you called is how I am. So what do you think?
So my husband and I are on the way home from the outdoor theater in McHenry on our way back to Jefferson Park in Chicago, and we think it's hot dog.
That's a nice answer. It's not. It's not inedible.
Well, thanks for having the show. We're really enjoying it.
Well, thank you for calling, and please do it again. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. So how nice. And I'm being taken along for the ride. I love to ride. I do. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Brad in Geneva, what do you think?
Hey, how are you doing?
All right, how about your bad self, Brad?
Okay, again, how about aspirins?
No. Next.
Baby products?
Nope.
Feminine products?
Nope.
Oh, gosh. All right, I give up.
Well, you'll think of something else and call me back. Thanks.
All right, appreciate thanks, Raleigh. Bye.
All right, 30,000 a day. They must have been small. All right, so we'll pick it up there. We have another half hour of music, of not only music, of trivia of all stripes tonight. And you can have your own category. You know something about something. I just know you do. So call, and we'll get your question. At the end of the night, I will reveal the theme. Yeah, we got two more bumper stumpers coming up. But by now, I was thinking that the theme would be readily apparent. Maybe not, but, well, you'll hear the next one, and you'll decide. Yeah, and you'll never know it. But then again, maybe you will. We'll see. I could be wrong on WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Yeah, about the best on the Hammond B3 that ever lived. And there were a lot of good ones, too. Sadly, just died recently. But shares a name with a very famous jazz man. In no way is he related to him. This guy actually offered to play the organ for a brother, Jack McDuff. And that's how it started, and the rest was history. And no, he was in George Benson's band for a while, and a lot of other history as well. But, yeah, considered to be the master of the B3. Who is he? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. Well, I found out more about condoms than you'd ever want to know, but I figure I'll tell you tomorrow night, you know, because we'll have nothing to talk about then, which is usually the case on 4th of July. And it's a fascinating little history all the way around, and it has nothing to do with our question. Today, they're nothing if not mass-produced, but the first time one was mass-produced at the rate of 30,000 a day was in the mid-1880s. What was mass-produced? You just need to tell me the product category. If you know the product itself, well, that's great, but I'll take it. I'll take the category and be happy with that. Carla is a first-time caller, and she is in Paw Paw. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening. Well, I guess good morning at this point, Raleigh.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a newspaper.
That's a nice guess. It's not right, but it is a lovely guess.
Well, you know, and I was even thinking the Tribune, but okay.
Yeah, no, hey, how about that? I hope you will call me again. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So our first call of July 4th, because it is officially Central Time, 4th of July at this point. Shelley's also a first-time caller. She's in Westmont. Welcome to WGN Radio, Shelley.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think it's buttons.
Buttons. That's a nice guess, too. It's not right, but that's a very nice guess.
Okay, thank
right,
you.
Thanks. Yeah, so 888-876-5593. Let's see, what are we going to do? Oh, Bob in Willowbrook wants to weigh in. Well, all right, Bob, get down with your bad self. What do you think?
Good morning, Raleigh, and thank you once again for being the hardest working gal on radio. You're here on day 2 days in a row when just about everybody else is out of town or God knows where.
Well, thank you for calling.
Independence Day. Yes, yeah. Okay. As let me just take a crack at that last bumper, Jimmy Smith?
No, but you're doing very well with the last name.
Oh, so Johnny Hammond Smith.
No. And he shares a name with a famous jazz man.
Hmm. Boy, I'm coming up empty right now.
All right. Let
me go on to the trivia question. Okay,
yes.
Here we go. Facial tissues.
No.
Toilet paper.
No.
Greeting cards.
No.
Socks.
No.
Pencils.
No.
Ballpoint pens.
And call me back with another six guesses. Thanks.
Okay,
all right,
thank
thanks.
You.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so hey, Willie is a first-time caller. How about that? Now, Willie is located in Lombard, and now he's on WGN Radio. Hello, Willie.
Hey, Raleigh. This is Billy Willie here.
Yeah.
And my first guess is washing machines.
What's your second guess?
Automobile tires.
Do you have a third guess?
Test tubes for medication.
How about a fourth guess?
No, I didn't come up with a fourth.
Well, if you do, you call me back, and thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right.
Talk to you another time.
I hope so. All right, so, yeah, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And so, let's see, we'll get to, Frank is in Northlake. All right, Frank, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Thank you, Raleigh. Well, I had a couple of guesses because I didn't know the year. Now that I heard the year, I scratched out Davy Crockett Coon hats and Hopalong Cassidy hats.
Yeah.
But my guesses are toothbrushes.
Nope.
Golf balls.
Nope.
This is my big guess. Light bulbs.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
But they're nice guesses, and I thought about you earlier because as one of my bumpers, I almost played the season, and then I thought, nah, I'll go with this other one.
Oh, see.
Yeah, yeah.
I also have a guess for the trivia question.
Okay.
Well, you mentioned Jack McDuff. I remember Jack McDuff's Rock Candy.
Sure.
That was a great jamming number. I think he played a B3, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Leslie speaker and the, who knows what else, Kruger bass maybe. Yeah. Oh, let me see. One gentleman called before me mentioned what was it, Jimmy Smith. How about Guru Holmes?
No, he was right with Smith, just not Jimmy.
Yeah, I remember you said that a famous jazz artist.
Yes, he did.
A singer?
No, it's an instrumental, and it is a guy known as Dr. B3.
Well, I remember that, Earl Grant was the high priest of Hammond.
Right.
Oh, gee whiz. Dr. B3.
Yeah. And, yeah.
It was, I remember something Smith and the Redheads, but that was a local group.
No. And he shares a name, like I say, of first and last of somebody who is a famous jazz name. And we know that Smith is the last, so we're looking for the first.
10-4. I remember a lot of them old jazz guys, like the Metronome All-Stars, Charlie Shavers.
Well, no one's going to get it, so I'm going to tell you. He shares.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, yeah, Lonnie Smith, who shares the name with Lonnie Liston Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lonnie Smith was from Buffalo. And he was huge on the B3.
And, I'd like to make a real quick comment also. I was really shocked when I heard about Scotty.
Yes.
I miss hearing his voice.
Oh, yeah.
When he used to say, Riley, thank you for keeping the doo-wop alive. That guy really knows stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He was really good. And bless him. I mean, well, anyway, I'll never get that. Well, you gave me the answer already.
Well, as I gave you the answer, it's Lonnie Smith. Sideman was the record, by the way. That was the actual cut I played. It's a nice one, too, as you know from hearing it. And it was from his 1967 Columbia album, Finger Lickin' Good.
Oh, all right. Right in there with the Chicken Man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right.
I was just going to add one little quick thing, the holiday that it, what it is. Laurel and Hardy, and he says to, well, Stan, I'll see you. So have a nice 4th. Lay off the 5th, and I'll see you on the 6th.
Exactly. Well, we'll be here tomorrow night if you want to call. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right,
good deal. So, yeah, three live hours tomorrow, and now I know that if you don't call, we'll just go over the history of condoms. All right, I knew I'd come up with a topic sooner or later. Terry is a first-time caller. Welcome to WGN Radio, Terry.
Hey, Raleigh, I wanted to take a guess at the question.
Good.
Would it be cough drops?
No. Nice guess, though. I like it.
All right, that's all I got. Thank you.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right, so I see a lot of people are guessing on this. All right, good, good. John and Waukegan's guessing again. What do you think, John?
I got another one here. I think it was lamps because people was, walking around with lamps, lamps.
Nice guess, not right. I like it, though.
Okay, good night.
Thanks, appreciate it. Yeah, very well thought out. Only thing wrong with it isn't right. Other than that, it's, perfect. Sam and Gurney, what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh, could it be matches?
It could not be matches.
Toothpicks?
Not toothpicks.
Combs?
Not combs.
All righty, thank you so much.
Okay, my pleasure. And if you're wondering, I guess a little clue. It was mass-produced in Akron. That'll lead you down the wrong path. But I'm just telling you, that's a little fact. We'll get to Sherry in Naperville with her guesses and you too, and we'll get our final bumper stumper for the night. One of my all-time favorite records. It is a woulda, coulda, shoulda, and it was the first record of his career, and I think I was the only person alive who played it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Though you hold me the same old way, your tenderness is fading fast, and I keep waiting, anticipating. Which moment, girl, will you choose to be our last? what I thought of you so clearly. I can see that day coming when you're resting in the arms of someone new, and I'll be running around searching for you and wondering where. You love me, and I could always depend on you. You needed a friend, so I took you in, and now I've got the feeling that we're through. I wish there was something I could say or do, but I'm afraid it will only make matters worse. I can feel your love fading from me, 'cause I know so well how it used to be, and I'll be wondering where you be.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. It's one of my all-time favorite records. Yeah, never ever get tired of it. First one of his career too. Willie Hutchinson wrote it. Johnny Rivers and Mark Gordon produced it. Jim Webb arranged it. How could that not be a smash? And it is such a great record. And a lot of people have covered it, by the way, on album cuts and just crucified it. This was the only guy. And, of course, you know, part of that is the production. It was just so good. It was recorded at Liberty and just so good and released in August of 67. But unfortunately, it was released on polystyrene. You know, not really vinyl, and so that's the sad news about the quality, and that's why it, at the beginning you can hear the cue burn, but nonetheless it's a wonderful song, I thought. All right, so I will, by the way, in about 5 minutes reveal our theme and everything else if you don't get it. But right now everybody is guessing, and if you don't get it here in the next few minutes, this will be our straggler for next week. But today they're nothing if not mass produced. But the first time one was mass produced at the rate of 30,000 a day was in the mid-1800s. I want to know what was mass-produced. The category's enough. If you know the item, well, that's great, too. But the category is just fine. First time one of these was mass-produced. All right, so let's see. What does Brad in Geneva think? Hello, Brad. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, how about silverware?
Nope, but it's a nice guess. Thanks for trying. All right, so Jan in Grays Lake, welcome to WGN.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I believe I might know the answer, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Toilets?
Not
or
toilets.
Electric fans?
Not electric fans either. Anything else?
Toilets.
No, not toilets either.
Okay.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so Marlene in Lombard. What do you think, Marlene?
Hi.
Hi.
I happen to be married to Willie in Lombard.
Okay.
Who called a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Anyhow, I think it could be aluminum foil.
It is not aluminum foil. What else?
It could be dice.
Not dice. That's a nice guess, but not dice.
A game of some sort?
It is not a game. But you're in the ballpark. It's not a game.
Deck of cards?
Nope.
Hmm.
Well, you're circling the drain here, so if you think of something else, call me back.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so yeah, that's as close as we've gotten so far, but not right. Ruth and Gurney, what do you think?
Newspapers, magazines,
nope.
News.
Nope.
Okay, I had two great places.
No, you can't tonight.
That I saw, heard.
Yeah, I can't.
God bless you,
Ruth.
And I will
okay,
win.
Bye. All right, we'll talk another night for sure. But we're trying to get a lot of people in here in a very short period of time. Nancy in Salem, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Yeah, what do you think?
Now, this is Nancy from Salem, and I think maybe a typewriter?
Not a typewriter, but I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. So, yeah, sounds good. Just all right. So, let's see. Sherry in Naperville, going to take some guesses. What do you think, Sherry?
since you said games was closest, I wrote down pool balls.
No. That's interesting.
Okay. Well, because of music name, what rhymes with. Anyway, how about harmonicas?
No.
Lockets?
Nope.
Sears catalog?
Nope.
Books?
Nope.
Zippers?
Nope.
Bottle caps?
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, so let's see here. Jim in Chicago, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Raleigh, I got two guesses.
Okay.
Toasters?
Nope.
Shoes?
Nope.
All right, that's all I got.
Okay.
Another time.
Call me next week. Thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right, and our final call of the evening, and again, it'll be a straggler for next week, is Veronica. Veronica, welcome to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh. I got a quick guess. I know it's late. I was thinking tin cans.
Tin cans. That's nice, not right.
Oh, because it was such a high quantity.
Yeah, 30,000 a day.
Well, I enjoy your show. I listen to you all the time when you're on, and I'll talk to you again sometime. Bye-bye.
Great to hear from you. Thank you so much. All right, so today, they're nothing if not mass-produced, but the first time one was mass-produced at the rate of 30,000 a day was in the mid-1800s. And what I want to know is what was mass-produced. And like I say, the closest to it so far was a game. It's not a game, but that's, you know, a lot closer than shoes. So we'll leave it there for next week. Now, we played Johnny Adams, I Won't Cry, Bernadette Carroll, Party Girl, Claudine Clark, The Telephone Game, Laura Lee, Since I Fell for You, Smiley Lewis, I Hear You Knockin', Tony Middleton, Sweet Baby of Mine, he was in the Willows, by the way, Bobby Penn, Gone Forever, Jackie Ross, Jerkin' Twine, Lonnie Smith, Sideman, and Al Wilson, Who Could Be Lovin' You. What do they all have in common? They all share the last name of a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Yeah, ties in with today being the 4th of July. Johnny Adams, well, John Adams, 40 years old, and Sam Adams, 53, both from Massachusetts, signed it. John was a lawyer and Sam was a merchant. Bernadette Carroll, Charles Carroll, 38, from Maryland, a plantation owner, signed it. Claudine Clark, Abraham Clark, 50 years old, from New Jersey, a lawyer, signed. Laura Lee, Since I Fell for You, Francis Lee, 41, and Richard Lee, 44, both of Virginia, a plantation owner and a merchant. Smiley Lewis, I Hear You Knockin', Francis Lewis, 63, a merchant from New York. Tony Middleton, Sweet Baby of Mine, Arthur Middleton, 34, from South Carolina, a plantation owner. Bobby Penn, Gone Forever. John Penn, 36, from North Carolina, a lawyer. Jackie Ross, Jerkin' Twine, was George Ross, 46, from Pennsylvania. Lonnie Smith, well, James Smith, 57, from Pennsylvania, a lawyer born in Ireland, by the way. And Al Wilson, James Wilson, 33, from Pennsylvania, born in Scotland. The others were born here stateside. So they shared names of these original signers of the Declaration of Independence. And John said, well, you could play something by Washington. I said, well, except he didn't sign it. All right, so Thomas Jefferson did, though, by the way. I almost played Eddie Jefferson, Benny's from Heaven, but I screwed up the brakes. So that pretty much is a wrap on this now official 4th of July. So we will reconvene 21 hours from now. The show will be live on July 4th for 3 big hours Tuesday evening, and I hope you'll call me. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, John for screening your calls. Above all, we thank you for calling. I don't know about I thank you for calling. Makes the show a pleasure to do. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.